Streamlined product testing via continuous discovery. Your role in the product team is crucial. You're tasked with finding smart solutions to help the company reach its goals, like making more money or keeping customers happy. It might sound straightforward to start with your goal and work backward to figure out what your product needs to do. But without a clear plan, you could end up wasting time and money and even losing customers. In our journey of product development, we're creating a dynamic process that constantly seeks new ideas and feedback to make our products better. Here's how this strategy helps us. Balance stockholders and customers' needs for mutual benefit. Ensure the product team shares common goals for achieving desired outcomes. Train the team to adopt an ongoing improvement mindset in testing. Enhance decision-making support. Build team confidence in handling setbacks effectively. Guide the product team's discovery with a clear goal. In the world of product development, the choices we make can determine our success. Picture this. You're part of a trio working to develop products, a manager, an engineer, and a designer for a dog food subscription sales company aiming to boost customer retention. If you only track how many customers stick around, you'll have to wait until the end of each trial to see if your business is doing well. That takes too long. Instead, focus on making your product better right away. For example, if you're selling dog food, concentrate on making it tastier for dogs. This way, you can tell quickly if you're going in the right direction. Just see if the dogs gobble it up or not. Once you've got your main goal, think about what customers want and what they complain about. Then, figure out how to make your product better based on that. Customer journey analysis for solution ideation. Our journey as viewers starts when we hear about an exciting show from friends or ads. We go to our favorite streaming platform, find the show, read about it, maybe watch a trailer, and then start watching. As we watch, we get into the story, taking breaks but coming back for more. We might rate or review the show, share our thoughts on social media, or look for similar content. Our goal as a team is to look closely at each step of this process to make it easier to find shows, enjoy them more, and keep viewers engaged longer. Let's create a roadmap for enhancing customer experience by drawing on our collective insights in 5 steps. 1. Convert each individual experience map into a series of events and the connections that link them sequentially. 2. Develop a comprehensive map that includes all of the group's actions or events. 3. Combine similar events. 4. Reorganize the connections between events to prevent any interruptions in the flow of the experience, aiming to keep viewers engaged for longer periods. 5. An interruption might happen, for instance, if users struggle to locate the specific show they're looking for. Enrich the map by considering what customers might be thinking, feeling, or doing at each step. Your team's shared experience map serves as a compass for understanding how customers interact with your service. Now, it's time to delve into the next phase, interviewing customers. To get a grasp on what they truly need, what problems they encounter, and what they wish for. By tapping into customer feedback, we can pinpoint areas for improvement and make the streaming experience even better. Hear real stories from customers about their experiences. Watch out for overly idealized answers. Facts matter here. Real stories give us the scoop on what customers do, not just what they say they do. These stories are gold mines for understanding what customers need. After talking to customers, we'll put together a quick summary with photos, quotes, and key facts. This snapshot will help us spot opportunities and make smart decisions based on real data. Prioritize customer needs for creating solutions effectively. Think of the opportunity solution tree as a roadmap to figure out what customers want. It breaks down big problems into smaller, easier to handle questions. For example, if a TV show isn't getting enough viewers, instead of just asking, "Is the show any good?" we can dig deeper. We might ask, "What type of show is it? Who's in the show? And who else is watching?" When faced with a big problem, it's often easier and quicker to break it down into smaller ones. This way, you can tackle each part step by step instead of getting overwhelmed. Let's say our main goal is to increase viewer minutes. We can identify various issues that might be hindering this goal, such as, I can't find anything to watch, or I don't like searching. By breaking down these problems, we can come up with smaller changes that add value to the viewer experience. To disclose the most promising opportunities, let's break it down. 1. Start by grouping similar customer needs. This makes it easier to see patterns and trends. 2. Once you've grouped them, look for the bigger needs that these smaller groups represent. Think of it as finding the main umbrella under which these smaller needs fall. 3. Look for similarities among these bigger needs. This helps in clustering them into more manageable categories. 4. Keep repeating these steps until you find a few top opportunities. These are the ones that encompass a wide range of needs and have the most potential for action. Choose the right opportunity. Rank opportunities for solving. 1. Compare groups of similar customer needs by assessing the number of customers impacted by each need and how frequently they experience it. 2. Consider how each opportunity compares you to your competitors. 3. Think about whether solving the issue aligns with your overall vision, mission, or strategic goals. 4. Prioritize opportunities that result in the highest customer satisfaction. 5. Pick an opportunity. Accept the messy nature of sorting out what your customers truly need and want. Be ready to adjust course if you realize you're not hitting the mark. Now, let's dive into finding solutions for your main customer issues. 1. Double-check that everyone understands the main opportunity you're tackling. 2. Let ideas flow freely, take breaks, and let your brain work on them overnight. Think about what your competitors are doing and the different needs of various types of customers. 3. Once you've got a bunch of ideas, bounce them off your team for feedback. But remember, the initial brainstorming should be done individually to encourage diverse thinking. 4. Keep cycling through steps 2 and 3 until you've come up with 15 to 20 potential solutions. To pick the best solutions, let's ask. 1. Does this fix what the customer needs? If not, we can toss it out. 2. Each team member gets 3 votes. We'll do this a few times to make sure we cover all angles and avoid repeating ideas. Our goal is to find 3 solutions that solve the main customer problem and are straightforward to achieve. To get great ideas, mix it up, avoid repeats, and talk it out. Choose 3 solid ideas for the customer problem. When brainstorming, bring in different viewpoints. Don't say the same thing twice, and have more than one session. Pick 3 ideas that directly fix the issue and help reach goals. Spot underlying assumptions shaping solutions. When assessing your chosen solutions, it's crucial to uncover underlying assumptions that must be either true or false for your solution to be successful. Here are 5 types of assumptions to consider. 1. Desirability. Will customers want to use your solution and find it valuable? 2. Viability. Does your solution generate value for your business? 3. Feasibility. Is your solution technically feasible? 4. Usability. Will customers understand how to use your solution? 5. Ethical considerations. Does your solution have any potentially harmful impacts? Accessing the potential of your solutions demands a shift in perspective. Dive into your customers' shoes to reveal hidden assumptions. Let's break it down step by step. 1. Imagine the solution is ready. 2. Find out who needs to talk to who for it to work. 3. Sketch out each step users must do for it to work. 4. Plan how these steps will happen one after the other. Follow these steps to uncover what we assume about our streaming service. 1. A viewer signs up for your sports streaming service. 2. They pick a live sports event from the available options. 3. Your viewer picks a live TV sports event to watch. 4. The local channel provides the content for streaming. 5. The viewer enjoys watching the live sports event. Using story mapping, identify assumptions about what your subscribers want, desirability, what they know, usability, and what's possible, feasibility. Combine methods to list 20 to 30 assumptions, focusing on those with less evidence as they pose the highest risk. Risk mitigating test to ensure progress alignment. To keep risks low and stay on the right track, you need smart tests. Make them short and sweet to spot any problems before diving into big solutions. To get the best insights, start small and follow 3 rules. 1. Get a variety of people involved, but keep the group as small as possible. For instance, a survey of just 10 folks from different states. 2. Use simple tools like product samples, one-question surveys, or quick data searches. Keep it all under a day or two. 3. Make sure your tests let people act like they would in real life. Keep questions short and sweet, asking for clear yes or no answers. To make a student job application website more effective, the product team needed to check some big guesses they had about what would work. They figured if they asked simple questions, students would search more. They also thought students would check out the jobs the site suggested and apply for them. To see if these ideas were right, they tracked how many students did each step: visiting the site, starting a search, looking at a job, applying for it, and getting good results. But before they could say for sure if their changes were helping students get more job offers, they needed to know how many students got hired from their applications. So, they sent out a quick email survey with easy yes or no questions like, "Did you hear back?" and "Did you take the job?" The answers to these questions helped the team see if they were making progress in getting more students hired. Remember, figuring this stuff out takes time and lots of different opinions. Engage stakeholders in the discovery cycle. Involve stakeholders in your discovery phase. Use their knowledge to enhance the process and identify overlooked risks. In meetings with stakeholders: 1. Share your goals. 2. Explain your interview process and key findings. 3. Discuss how decisions were prioritized. 4. Share customer insights. 5. Present solutions and gather stakeholder input. 6. Review test results and gather feedback. Continuous discovery can be messy as new insights, risks, and assumptions emerge unexpectedly. There's no direct path to the perfect solution. Be ready to revisit steps repeatedly. Keep interviewing, brainstorming, and testing regularly. Not every solution fits every customer. Keep finding products and upgrades to enhance value for consumers and your business. Key points. 1. Involve stakeholders in the discovery phase to enhance the process and identify risks. 2. Prioritize customer needs through systematic solution ideation, aligned with goals. 3. Mitigate risks by testing small, diverse samples with simple tools for progress alignment. 4. Expose underlying assumptions through story mapping to validate solutions effectively. 5. Enhance customer experience by analyzing and improving the streaming journey. 6. Streamline product testing with clear goals and iterative feedback loops. 7. Accept the iterative nature of discovery, adapting strategies based on emerging insights.